This is KCUR 89.3. Major League Baseball's All-Star festivities in Miami mark a celebration of the game and, for the players not involved, a much-needed break. But Miami is also buzzing with trade talk as the July 31st trading deadline approaches. As Greg Eklund reports for KCUR 89.3, the Kansas City Royals have been a part of a lot of trade conversations.
From the Kansas City Royals' perspective, the scenario for the future has changed considerably since last year. The Royals were 7 games out of first at the All-Star break, but their core players had another year left on their contracts.
Batting six, the first baseman number 35, Eric Hosmer.
The All-Star game was last year's highlight for Eric Hosmer. He homered off Royals ex-teammate Johnny Cueto and went on to win the game's Most Valuable Player award. Hosmer didn't make this year's American League All-Star squad, but there's one influential figure who believes Hosmer is All-Star status, like his infield teammate Mike Moustakas.
One thing that Hos brings, who should be here, clearly should be here, is he brings that he too is just arriving at the age of 27 to his premium levels.
That's super agent Scott Boras. He represents Hosmer and Moustakas. When the Royals got off to a slow start, his client's name circulated as possible trade bait. They both have enough experience to likely make an immediate impact on a team in the postseason, and the Royals could get some young, long-term prospects. But Royals general manager Dayton Moore insists that he wasn't giving up on any of the Royals' core players.
Regardless of what is bannered about or what is written or, you know, speculation, I mean, we've been committed to this group from day one. I've said it repeatedly. That's our mindset.
But that hasn't stopped the media from asking the All-Stars about the trade buzz. For instance, Pittsburgh is fading from contention in the National League, so Pirates second baseman Josh Harrison was queried about his teammates.
Knowing now the next couple of weeks with the trade deadline coming up, there's always now talk of guys that are become your buddies, your teammates.
As you get older and mature in this game, you understand the ins and outs. And at this point of the season, we all know what's coming up in the next couple weeks.
Though the Royals have been talked about all year, the tone has changed since they've surged into contention. There are 3 games out of first in the American League Central and 1.5 games behind the second wildcard berth. USA Today baseball writer Bob Nightingale says the Royals have switched from their roles as sellers to buyers, according to baseball scouts he's talked to.
They're so upset right now. They said we just wasted 2 months following the Royals around the country and going to KC because they were going to sell off the pieces and we were going to buy them and deciding what we're going to give up what. And now they're going to buy themselves. They're in the race.
Kansas City's most notable acquisitions after the All-Star break were the trades 2 years ago that brought pitcher Johnny Cueto and the multi-dimensional Ben Zobrist. But last year, the All-Star break was barely over when Drew Pomeranz was dealt. He pitched for the National League in the All-Star game as a member of the San Diego Padres, then was traded 2 days later to the Boston Red Sox. Michael Silverman covers the Red Sox for the Boston Herald. He recalls the trade under then-new general manager Dave Dombrowski.
I think they've been scouting Drew. They were well aware that he was an All-Star, had put together an All-Star first half. And the Red Sox at the time were in pretty desperate need of another starter, a reliable starter. And they paid a pretty hefty price. And Dave Dombrowski is not the type of executive to wait around.
These days, it could be argued that there's as much trade talk during the All-Star break as in December at the winter meetings. Like in Miami Beach, when the Royals traded Brett Saberhagen 6 years after he was a World Series hero. The Royals may not pull off another blockbuster trade, but it's likely they'll be one of several teams that won't wait for a trade until the winter. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Greg Eklund.